Sunday skies outdoors. Look for a high of 87 here today in the Nishna Valley. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Council Bluffs Police Department assisted the Omaha Police Department in a vehicle pursuit last night. Officers from the Omaha Police Department were actively pursuing two armed suspects in what was believed to be a stolen vehicle when officers from the Council Bluffs Police Department joined the chase at 8:50 p.m. During the pursuit, the vehicle struck a parked vehicle in the area of South 35th Street and 8th Avenue in Council Bluffs, but continued to flee. Eventually, the suspects crashed in the 10th block of South 31st Street, and both suspects were taken into custody as the vehicle caught fire as a result of the crash. Members of the Council Bluffs Fire Department were able to extinguish the blaze, and the vehicle was confirmed stolen from Omaha. The driver of the vehicle was identified as 21-year-old Eric Lozano, who was arrested for previous valid warrants and also charged with theft in the second degree and felony eluding. The passenger in the vehicle was 18-year-old Alizar Rodriguez, who was charged as a material witness in a felony assault of police officers in Omaha, theft in the second degree, and eluding. Both suspects were held pending a court appearance. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of three individuals early this morning in Stanton. At approximately 1:29 a.m., a gray Kia Sportage was stopped at the parking lot of the Stanton School for having no headlamps on. Further investigation, arrests were made on alcohol-related charges. The driver of the vehicle, 22-year-old Justin D. Williams of Stanton, was arrested for operating while intoxicated, first offense. The two passengers, 20-year-old Christopher A. Maley of Stanton and 19-year-old Jordan D. Williams, also of Stanton, were arrested for possession of alcohol under the age of 21. And Maley and Jordan Williams were processed and released on citation, while the driver, Justin Williams, was held on $1,000 bond. All of the arrests occurred without incident or injury. A company that supplies several major retail chains, including Hy-Vee and Costco, with pork produced by Iowa Select Farms, has suspended its purchases from the Cumrar facility. The company, JBS Swift, confirmed the suspension Friday, but it says it will continue to buy hogs from the Iowa Select Farms, which has dozens of operations scattered throughout Iowa. The Iowa Select Farms location in Cumrar was the subject of an undercover video released this week by a Chicago-based group called Mercy for Animals. Des Moines Register reports that Iowa Select Farms has retained an Iowa State University animal science expert to investigate the incidents depicted in the video. Iowa Select Farms veterinarian Howard Hill also said Friday that the company has placed two employees on unpaid leave pending an investigation. Someone has created a hole in a private levee in western Iowa to allow floodwaters to drain back into the Missouri River, but officials weren't aware of that going on and weren't told about the plan beforehand. County Attorney Matt Wilbur says explosives were used on Friday morning to breach the private levee in rural Pottawatomie County. The same levee developed a breach upstream last weekend at a spot just south of U.S. Highway 30 near Missouri Valley, letting floodwaters cover farmland. Officials said no government entity was involved with breaching the levee. Officials are checking to make sure the explosives were handled by a licensed user, but otherwise Wilbur says the breach doesn't appear to have broken any laws because the levee was private. Wilbur says he's disappointed the county wasn't informed about the breach beforehand. A seepage berm is being built near a Bellevue levee holding back the swollen Missouri River. The U.S. Corps of Engineers says a $463,000 contract was awarded Thursday to Coastal Environmental, Inc. to build the berm. Work was expected to begin Friday and wrap up Saturday. The seepage berm would border the levee and allow water to seep through the levee and into the berm. The Corps says it'll help safeguard the integrity of the levee. The Corps is releasing massive amounts of water into the Missouri River from dams upstream. Those releases will keep the river at above a flood stage in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa at least until the month of August. Senate Majority Leader Michael Gronstal is predicting the legislature will overhaul the state's property tax system next year. This year's lawmakers deadlocked on the issue, but Gronstal says property tax reform will be the top priority of Democrats running the Senate next year. He's predicting they will find common ground with Republicans running the House and with Governor Terry Branstad. Senate Minority Leader Paul McKinley suggested that a bipartisan panel of lawmakers be created to study the issue over a long stretch of time and make recommendations. That was the method used to write state law governing regulation of giant hog production facilities and could work again. The two spoke during the taping of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program that's airing this weekend. A Des Moines hospital is no longer hiring smokers, saying it wants employees to emulate the same healthy behaviors it encourages from its patients. Mercy Medical Center began the policy on Friday as part of an expansion of its smoke-free workplace initiative. The hospital's tobacco-free hiring policy will include testing applicants for nicotine during drug testing. WHO-TV in Des Moines reports that Mercy's new policy won't apply to current employees. The Iowa State Patrol says a Sioux City man died following a crash Thursday afternoon in western Iowa's Monona County. 27-year-old Craig Jacob Aysen was pronounced dead at Burgess Hospital in Onawa. Officials say Aysen was traveling north on Interstate 29 just before 3 p.m. when the 2001 Ford F-350 pickup he was driving went out of control a few miles north of the Onawa exit. The pickup crossed the median and came to rest on its side in the west ditch of the southbound I-29. Aysen was ejected from the vehicle as it rolled. The patrol's report did not indicate if he was wearing a seatbelt. If you starting here on Friday, anyone caught texting while driving in Iowa will face a fine. The state's distracted driving law took effect last July 1st, mandating that only warnings be issued for the first year. When court costs are added to the $30 fine, the full bill could be $100. Senior Trooper Mark Domino of the Iowa State Patrol's Mason City Post says people need to understand that it's dangerous to text while driving. Domino says he was responding to an accident earlier this week and came across a driver en route who clearly was texting while driving, and he just asks folks to use your brain and don't use your phone. Domino says you should let your front seat passenger worry about all the stuff that's not happening on the road. He says when you're driving, drive, and that's your job. Domino admits enforcing the law is going to be the tough part since it's classified as a secondary law. That means that an officer can't pull you over just on the suspicion of texting while driving. A Harlan Community School District will receive a 2011 Iowa Character Counts Award from Character Counts in Iowa next month. The award annually honors individuals, schools, and organizations that consistently demonstrate and promote the six pillars of character: trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. Paulette Rasmussen, who nominated the school, said staff, students, and community members of Harlan are all very involved and supportive of the Character Counts initiative. Character Counts in Iowa is a nonprofit organization that promotes civility and good character in our homes, schools, workplaces, and communities. Harlan High School representatives will be honored along with 12 other Iowa Award recipients at the 2011 Character Counts Awards banquet on August 5th. All 13 award recipients were chosen by a volunteer selection committee made up of more than 50 Iowans. Two accidents occurred in the same area of Shelby County on Thursday with only minor injuries reported. The sheriff's office says the first accident happened around 2:45 p.m. on northbound Highway 59 near the intersection with County Road F-32. A vehicle driven by Kieran Gakis of Lincoln, Nebraska, was stopped on the road waiting for a semi-tractor trailer hauling wind turbine parts to pass when her vehicle was rear-ended by a vehicle driven by Jennifer Rogers, also of Lincoln, Nebraska. Officials say Rogers was unable to stop prior to the collision. The accident caused extensive damage to both vehicles and resulted in injuries to both drivers and a young female passenger in one of the vehicles. All three persons were transported to the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan for treatment of their injuries. The second accident happened about 35 minutes later. As traffic was stopped on Highway 59 waiting for the first accident scene to be cleaned up, a vehicle driven by Juan Tercero of Denison was hit from behind by a car being driven by Joshua Roberts of Denison. Officials say Roberts failed to notice traffic in front of him had come to a halt. He was cited for failure to stop in an assured clear distance. Taking a look now here at world headlines at this hour. Minnesota's government will be closed for business at least into next week after the Democratic governor and Republican-controlled legislature failed to agree on a budget deal that closes a $5 billion deficit. The governor wants to tax wealthy people. Republicans balked, and no talks are scheduled this weekend as lawmakers face home district taxpayers. Thousands of Los Alamos residents and workers at the National Laboratory are waiting for the all-clear to move back in after a wildfire forced their evacuation. Authorities are getting set for the influx, but haven't given a timetable for the lifting of an evacuation order. Firefighters are holding their ground against a blaze that's now the largest in New Mexico's history. In their weekly media messages, President Barack Obama and Republicans are airing their differences over how to cut spending and raise the country's borrowing limit. Obama says everything needs to be on the table in the budget debate, including possible tax hikes on corporations or the wealthy. The GOP says no, and Indiana Senator Dan Coats says it's time for the government to stop spending and enact policies that will grow the economy. Jurors in the Casey Anthony murder trial have a day off but will work through the holiday. Closing arguments are scheduled tomorrow, and the judge says he expects deliberations to begin afterward and continue on the 4th of July. Anthony is charged with killing her 2-year-old daughter in 2008. Authorities in France say a 78-year-old woman hospitalized since June 24th is the country's first death from the European E. coli outbreak. Officials say she had the rare kidney condition that most seriously ill victims of the outbreak are suffering from. And in your funeral announcements, Eldon William McCall, age 77 of Harlan, died Thursday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Eldon William McCall will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lawrence Verrath, age 98 of Greenfield, died May the 30th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Lawrence Verrath will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, July the 9th at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. And Ross Martison, age 73 of Elkhorn, died Friday at his home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Ross Martison are currently pending at the OD Funeral Home in Elkhorn. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 9 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.